Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hello, chickens. Yes, I'm still in the noisy cupboard in Melbourne, so sorry for the echoes and the traffic. Why do I record in peak hour? It's the only time I have, basically, because I've got a job. I've got a quiz show to write. So, theories galore. It's going crackers. Izzy has recently joined the Facebook group, and thank you for joining the podcast. I hope you're having fun. Izzy says, I started listening to this podcast and joined this group, and I love it so much. Keep all the theories coming. Oh, there's so many. I can't keep up with them, Izzy. There's too many. I just saw this theory in a tweet and wanted to share, not sure how I feel about it. But it's very intriguing. Now, this is a pretty berserk theory that Bel is a name applied to various gods in Babylonian religion. Now, there has been kind of a weird Babylonian look to some of the stuff, like the, you know, where the planet of time that they went to, where the four of them caught Swarm before Swarm, you know, when they were back in the Fugitive Doctor time. So that kind of had like a weird Babylonian sort of look to it, as does wherever they are inside of Passenger. So I kind of feel like maybe this is going somewhere. Anyway, in Babylonian, the feminine form is lady or mistress, represented in Greek as Belos and in Latin as Belus. But it signifies lord or master. Oh, it's a title rather than a genuine name. What if, no, that couldn't be. That, oh, that would hurt me. If Bel turned out to be the master and Vinda was, you know, another unconscious doctor and they're having a baby together. No, this is crazy. Adam, stop it. Yeah, what if that's the continuation? Like Vinda is the doctor and the next regeneration and can't remember anything because their mind gets wiped again. ignore me. I'm losing my mind. Eleanor says, so nearly every Doctor Who podcast I've been listening to is like, it's never Susan. But I have a theory. Bel and Vinda aren't the doctor's parents. Well, you'll make Kendall happy. But Susan's parents. Oh. Oh, and part of the memories Division took and in the shiny pocket watch of Doom is the fact that the Doctor hid their kid and kid-in-law in space and time as humans to keep them safe. Very unlikely, but it's a fun theory. Oh, it does go against my theory, though, that Jenny, the Doctor's daughter from the episode The Doctor's Daughter, is Susan's mother and that she has regenerated many times into all the many Jennies. Look, there was a thing before the show came back where I was obsessed with the many Jennies because There was Madame Vastra's wife, Jenny, and then there was Jenny Balaclava in The Dalek Invasion of Earth. And I'm just I'm now going to go and do an IMDb search on anyone in Doctor who was ever called Jenny and see if it fits my theory that all the many Jennies were just the Doctor's daughter hiding out in the Doctor's timeline, just like Clara did. I'm not going to do that because that would hurt my brain. Peter says, a lovely text message, Peter, who wants to be called Earth One Peter. My mate Peter, who I dropped in on the other day because I'm in Melbourne. This is where he lives and he got a fright. I got a fright too because his hair is too much. but Peter says, he just texted me saying, with all this talk of compression, is the flux basically a space zip file? Like my space bag wasn't enough. You want it to be a space zip file. Sarah says, we are still loving Dan and Yaz and Jericho, but this episode had too many Doctor speeches. Also seems like there's a lot to wrap up in the one episode left. Look, I reckon it's probably going to go for 65, maybe 70 minutes. That's just a theory. I don't know whether that'll come true. Also, don't forget there is the New Year's Day episode, which is only a month away or less than a month from the next episode. So, like, realistically, you could leave a few things hanging and we'd be okay. Now, the people that Sarah lives with, possibly Sarah's kids or family members, one of them didn't like that I said on my theory podcast that the TARDIS is like a slave. It's developed its own consciousness just like the moment. Look, hey, if the TARDIS has its own consciousness and goes wherever it wants to, you know, like, maybe it's like a horse, like a slave. I don't know. It's a very strange thing. Another person said Carvanista is going to die. Oh, no. Yeah, maybe. I feel like if anyone is going to go, it could be Carvanista. Tecteon is actually the Doctor's mum that Rassilon banished in the End of Time Part 2. Oh, and made the first weeping angel. That is a great theory because she did cover her eyes, that woman, played by Claire Bloom, who had not much dialogue. And I was like, this is a bit of a waste of Claire Bloom. She's a great actor. Like when I was in year 10 or something, I had to watch a Doll's House, the Ibsen play with Claire Bloom in it. She was so good. So, yeah, maybe we should watch that. Like, is that – that's like a Christmas and New Year special. Maybe that's what I can watch when this is all over to check this theory. So we'll watch – The End of Time Part 1 and 2. It's a regeneration story, so we might be sad because it's the end of David Tennant. And maybe we should watch The Christmas Invasion as well because that's also Christmas. We'll see how we feel. And someone else says, Door Number 9 is full of Daleks or is a door to Gallifrey and the Time War? Oh, Door Number 9. Like now it feels like it's The Price is Right. What's behind Door Number 9? It's the... David sent me a message saying, I had a theory. I thought this Serpent Lord guy was actually Swarm before he transformed with the whole timey-wimey thing. Same creepy, slow English accent and all. Yeah, because that's not his natural accent. He's got a bit more northern in his accent naturally, but he's speaking in a much more kind of RP way to play the Grand Serpent. And what if that is because he eventually becomes Swarm and, you know, mutates from creepy space tapeworms to crystal faces and dissolving pair? I don't know. That is a good theory. I'm running out of time for theories here, but I've got an email from Paul. It's quite extensive, as is my email from Matt. Oh, my God, I've got too much to deal with. how am I going to get it all in? So Paul says, after some very nice words, thank you, I'll tackle the Division and Timeless Child mess. The Division seems to be a covert organization similar to that of Star Trek Section 31. Oh, yeah, that's weird. And the fact that Section 31 just keeps going for centuries, like, you know, you think they would have changed at some point. running behind the scenes, ensuring that whatever their modus operandi is maintained. Prior to there actually being Time Lords, the Division may have only been little more than a police force. Well, that would explain why when the Doctor was remembering being in the Division, it was overlaid with those weird memories of the Irish police force. So, yeah, that's interesting. However, with the recruitment of an individual who cannot die, they were able to evolve the division along with the evolution of Gallifreyans to essentially be the arbitrators of time and space. That is an interesting, interesting way. Ooh. I've always thought that the Weeping Angels were Time Lords who reached the end of their lives without any more regenerations. We've seen in Trenzalore that the Doctor's final resting place was perceived as a scar across time due to his abundance of travelling throughout time and space. A regular Time Lord wouldn't have had this great impact, so maybe turning into a being that survives by taking the remaining years of an individual in turn regenerating everlasting. Ooh, that is a great theory too. Ooh, Paul, this is good stuff. What better then than to recruit extinct Time Lords into your covert organization? Always a fresh supply of members. Also, the woman in the end of time who seemed to come across as the Doctor's mother may actually be Tiktaeon at the end of her regeneration cycle prior to Rassilon banishing her to become a Weeping Angel of old. Oh my God, I'm loving this. Everyone's having converging theories that mean the same thing. Ooh! And Paul says, I can't wait to see how old mate digging under Liverpool pans out. Now, Matt has written a massive email. So Division finally has an explanation, but he says, phew, I'm blown away. We're getting answers and stuff and excitement and unit and wow and yeah and whoa and blimey and well, I absolutely love that. What a roller coaster that was. 55 minutes that felt like 10. Well, he's obviously living in the moment again. So thank you, Matthew, for taking my advice. My Oprah Winfrey style advice. But yeah, Division has an explanation. It's kind of the anti-Time Lords bouncing around in time and meddling. It's easy to see why they were of interest to the Doctor. It really is her raison d'etre. It's fun to think their dominion over the multiverse takes in all manner of different things like the eye patch universe. And now they're outside our universe. Could we be about to see the land of fiction? Oh, could the final resolution to the flux be the heroic carcass? Oh my God. This is crazy. All right, there will be more in the next episode. And as usually happens on a Friday, we will dig into like trailers and all sorts of stuff that's coming up. But because it's only one more episode, we're going to run dry. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.